Can I get a oh yeah? Welcome to the Podcast Town Throwdown, where we help you get better at the craft of podcasting, grow your audience, and make cash from your show. I'm your host, the mayor of Podcast Town. Let's get to it.
We help you launch, grow, and maximize.
All right, Jody, so this is the throwdown. So on the throwdown, we like to get right to the point. But before we get into the meat and potatoes, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
So here's the thing, though. I'm from the Midwest, as you are, and it's hard to show a lot of exuberance with an oh yeah. You know, we're more mellow. If I had given a true Midwest oh yeah, it would have been monotone and bland. So I spiced it up a little, but I didn't go too far.
Well, I appreciate the spice. So tell us about your podcast, Jody.
Well, I have several podcasts. My main one is the Jody Mayberry Show, cleverly titled, I might add. But if anybody's heard me on a podcast, it's usually from Creating Disney Magic, which is the show I do with Lee Cockrell. He was the executive vice president of Walt Disney World for 10 years. And we've done a show together for 7 years now. And that's two of the shows. I think I have seven public shows right now and then one on just for members only. So it's active. I've got a lot of shows going.
I think you should do more shows.
Probably. I have too much spare time. I need to fill it with something. So maybe a couple more shows.
Just a couple more, just to round it out to 10.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. My first ever podcast, though, still going. I started in 2014 called The Park Leader Show, which is a show about leadership in the field of parks and conservation. So that was my first show, and it's still going.
Very cool. That's pretty unique. Usually when people have as many shows as you do, they're made up of retired shows or shows that have run their course. So it's cool to hear that you still have some shows that are active.
Yeah, I think I have three or four I used to do that are no longer active, but that still have several active shows. Yeah, it's fun. Once you get going, my goodness, you know how wonderful podcasting is. So it's a great way to meet people.
Yes, absolutely. Tell me about some podcast rain that's happened for you. Podcast rain being something that has happened to you, for you, through you, because of your show.
I have two that I think is just fabulous. So I started the Park Leader Show. So here I am, a park ranger that lives way out on the corner of the country in the most north and west part of the United States you can be in without being in Canada or Alaska, live in a small town, started this show for park rangers. And then within a year, I have teamed up with the executive vice president of Walt Disney World to do a podcast. Who would have thought? I could not have scripted that, but I had him as a guest on the Park Leader Show, had no idea his sister-in-law had been a park ranger for 30 years. And we just hit it off and decided to do a show together. So now, all these years later, my goodness, the opportunities that have come from partnering with him have just been fantastic. So there's one. But here's another that is one of my favorites. Having been a former park ranger, I got the opportunity in 2019 to speak to all of the state park directors in the United States. Each state has a director for their state park system, and they get together once a year to talk about parks and what's relevant and what's going on. And they invite a few speakers to come and talk to them. And in 2019, they invited me to come to Arkansas and speak to them. So that, as a former park ranger, that was one of the biggest honors I've had. And it all came from podcasting.
So you are a professional podcaster at this point. What things have you done over the years to get better at the craft of podcasting?
There's been, well, the biggest one, and I realize not everyone can do this because you have to host multiple shows, but under podcasting so much has helped. And I get that's not realistic. I've probably done 1,600 episodes by now. That's not realistic for most people. So if I take that out and look at what else have I done to help me become a better podcaster, part of it has been talking with other podcasters. I try not to listen to too many other shows in the sense that I want to keep my shows my own shows. And sometimes I'll hear a show and I'll say, man, that's a really good idea, but I don't want to steal it. But just hearing how other people interview, Jeff Brown from Read to Lead podcast, excellent interviewer. So sometimes just listening to how someone like Jeff does questions or asks questions or talks to directly to listeners and talks to guests. So that's one. If you listen to a show, not for entertainment, but as a way to take notes and take notes as in questions like, why did Jeff do it that way? That has really helped me just to see what other people do sometimes and try and figure out why and how can I apply that to my show. For example, you starting your show with, oh yeah, well, that's pretty cool. I've not seen anyone else do that. Now, I wouldn't copy that myself because that's your thing, but what I could take that and say, okay, what could I add to my show that would be kind of unique that's similar to that? So just finding what other people do and say, how does that apply to me? Maybe the answer is it doesn't, but can I learn anything from it? So that's been a big help for me, just seeing what other creative people do and say, does it apply here? And don't copy, but can you apply it somehow to what you do? That's really helped me over the years.
Very, very good answer. Jody, do you like trivia?
Do I like trivia? Oh, yeah.
Podcast Town.
All right, Jody, I am going to give you six categories: entertainment, arts, geography, history, science, or general. Which one would you like?
Let's try history.
All right. Which ancient people invented the seismograph?
The seismograph. Invented
the seismograph?
The Egyptians.
Is that your answer?
That is my answer.
Your answer is incorrect. It's the Chinese.
All right. Well, it still wasn't answered. So that's at true. Least I got that going.
Very true. All right. Let's do one more. Would you like science, general, entertainment, or arts?
All right, let's just go with general and see what comes up.
General. Okay. What does AMICO stand for? What does AMICO, AMOCO, stand for?
Wow. I have just walked into a couple of thorn bushes on these questions. What does AMICO stand for? American Motor Company.
Close. I'll give you some leeway here. You're very close. You're one word off.
I'm one word off.
It's not oil. But you need oil in it.
one word off, but you need oil in it. Oh my goodness. You've got me stumped on this one.
American Oil Company.
American Oil Company. Oh, all right. All right. That was close. That was close.
Close, but no cigar. All right. So moving right along. One of the questions that I get all the time, no matter what podcast circle I'm in, whether it's experts or beginners, how in the world do you grow your audience?
I think there are a couple of good organic ways to do it. Probably the best that I have experienced is to do what we're doing right now. If you're a guest on someone else's show, then the audience listens to podcasts or they wouldn't hear you. So if they enjoy you, they might go check out your podcast. So if someone hears me today, they like the Jody Mayberry Show, or they like me, maybe they'll go check out the Jody Mayberry Show. So that's one. Another is, in the early days of the Park Leader Show, I created a podcast for an audience that wasn't looking for a podcast, and I didn't know how to let them know I had a podcast. So what I did is, it's actually still going. There was a Twitter chat every Wednesday called Park Chat. And I would just I created a Twitter account for park leaders, and I would participate in the park chat as park leaders. And if it was relevant, I might mention one of my podcast episodes. Now, I tried to keep that to just once every park chat, so I wasn't just bombing people with my episodes. But if it was relevant, if they were talking about Yellowstone, I could say, oh, well, we did an episode about Yellowstone National Park, and then I might put that in. And that, in the beginning, that really helped grow the audience. So can you find a place where people are talking about the topics your show is about? And when it's relevant, don't be pushy. Don't just stick it out in front of people. But if it's relevant, it gives you a chance to mention, hey, I did a show about that. Or me just participating as park leaders, and people would look at it, it would bring people to the show. And because it was a park chat, it was people that were interested in park. So it was me putting myself in front of a relevant audience.
People oftentimes are a little confused as to how you get value from a podcast. And I've gotten a ton of different answers. I'm curious to know, how do you get value from your show?
I have found the best thing I've gotten from my show is the challenge of showing up every week and having something to say. That has helped me grow so much. I've taken podcast episodes, and when you realize there's something here, maybe it's from audience feedback, maybe it just felt good, but having to say it out loud, now I understand my thinking a little more clearly, and then I can shape it out a little more. I've used podcast episodes to branch out into presentations I would give on stage, or blog posts, or whatever. It's that showing up every week and having to say something really helps you grow. There are other answers I could have given about opportunities that it's given for me through podcasting, but that's how podcasting has helped me grow the most, to have to show up and have something to say so often.
Very cool. Jody, are you ready to play our bonus round?
Oh, good. This for me, this is what I've been waiting for the whole time. I was here just to do the bonus round.
All right, Jody, you are going to give me three things about yourself. Two of them are going to be true, and one of them, Jody, you are going to lie to me. I'll give myself a second to gather, and then we'll play. All right, hit me.
Well, with you calling yourself the mayor of Podcast Town, I feel a little awkward trying to slip them by the mayor, but I'm going to do my best. You've heard me mention more than once that I was a park ranger, so I'm going to give you three other job titles, two of which I've had, one of which I have not, and okay. You get to tell me which one I'm lying about.
All right.
Okay, financial analyst, a bank branch manager, or a marketing director?
I'm going to say I'm a little stumped. Okay, hold on. Let me see. I think you are a financial guy. So I'm going to say you were a financial analyst. And in that same vein, I'm going to say that you were a bank branch manager. I'm going to say you weren't a marketing director. and your podcast is the way that you get, you develop your marketing chops. So I'm going to say you were not a marketing director.
Well, I feel bad that I duped you.
Oh.
I was not a bank branch manager.
Darn it. Well,
I know I duped you. I don't know. I feel like I should apologize for that, but but it happened.
It did happen. And well, you know, I poked a little bit of fun at you for a trivia, so we're even now.
Yeah, 0-2 on trivia. That was just a bad performance. I didn't even show up.
Yeah, it would have been worse though if I would have, like, you know, kept going and given you more and more and just kept the goose egg going.
But I did answer wrong answers with confidence.
True. That is very true. So, Jody, that's the end of our show. If people want to reach out and learn more about your podcast journey or to just say hi, how can they do that?
A great place to start is jodymayberry.com. You can find out more about me. All my shows are right there on my website. And from there, you can probably find me on all the social places as well. jodymayberry.com.
Awesome. Awesome. Thanks again, Jody.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us on this edition of the Podcast Town Throwdown. There are three ways to support the show. You can become a patron, you can become an advertising partner, or you can buy some swag. Make sure you follow us on social and join our podcast community. Till next time, keep growing.